Good evening and God bless you all. If you are just tuning in, you're listening to the Gospel Truth broadcast hosted by Evangelist Nabil Edmond with your host this evening, Evangelist Khadija Hameen. And we are excited to be with you tonight, and we want to invite you to pray, sing, and praise the Lord with us. So grab your Bibles, pen and paper, open up your hearts and minds to hear the Gospel Truth. And at this time, we're going to ask Evangelist Cynthia Edmond to lead us in our opening prayer.
Praise God. We thank God for all things. Heavenly Father, we come to you in the name of God's Son, Jesus, thanking you for this day, thanking you for your grace and your mercy,
you, Jesus.
Your love and your kindness, my God.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you for another opportunity, God, to do your will, Lord. Oh, my Father, we ask you to bless us tonight, God. Send our words and your anointing, Lord. Have your way tonight, God. Speak to our hearts and minds, Lord Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, let your word go out and have free course, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Oh, my God, speak to the hearts and minds of men everywhere, my God. Oh, my Father, uplift spirits, save souls, heal bodies, God.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, loose the bands and set the captive free, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father, bless us, Lord, as we listen to thy word tonight, my God, as we endeavor to do thy will, God, send your anointing upon us, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Have you turned away. Look on the speaker of the hour, my God. Touch right now, Lord. Oh, Father, healing her body, my God. Oh, Father, anoint her to do your will, my God. In the name of Jesus. Oh, my Father, we pray a special prayer for Stephen Allen, my God. Touch him right now, Lord Jesus. Heal his body, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you are healer for both body and soul, my God.
Yes,
oh, Father, we know you're able, God. Have your way tonight, Lord. Let your will be done, Lord. These are all blessings we ask of thee in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the precious Holy Ghost. Amen.
Amen. We thank the Lord for the opening prayer, the Evangelist Cynthia. Time we're going to be reading the opening scripture that will be taken from the 20th number of Psalms. That's the 20th number of Psalms. The Lord hear thee in the day of trouble. The name of the God of Jacob defend thee. Send thee help from the sanctuary and strengthen thee out of Zion. Remember all thy offerings and accept thy burnt sacrifice, Selah. Grant thee according to thine own heart and fulfill all thy counsel. We will rejoice in thy salvation, and in the name of our God we will set up our banners. The Lord fulfills all thine petitions. Now know I that the Lord saveth his anointed. He will hear him from his holy heaven with the saving strength of his right hand. Some trust in chariots and some in horses, but we will remember the name of our Lord, our God. They are brought down and fallen, but we are risen and stand upright. Save, Lord, let the King hear us when we call.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for that beautiful scripture being read by Sister Cheryl Edmond. And we just want to thank you all again for tuning into the Gospel Truth broadcast with Evangelist Maybelle Edmond. You may tune in every Tuesday and Sunday evening at 7 o'clock p.m. The dial-in number is 701-802-5175. The access code is 584-7681. Amen. And you may also listen online at blogtalkradio.com/Grace Radio 5, and 5 is FIVE. And we also want to acknowledge Evangelist Sheila Hameen, who hosts the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show with co-host Evangelist Maybelle Edmond on Friday nights at 7 o'clock p.m. and Sunday afternoons at 3:30 p.m. The dial-in number is 319-527-67. So tune in online at www.blogtalkradio.com/My King's Service, Title 1 School, and 1 is O-N-E, We want to remember the soul on the prayer list. We want to remember Missionary Rose Mack, Deacon Albert Mack, Logan, Stephanie Williams, the Breeze Brown family. We also want to add Stephen Allen Sr. Amen. Esther Holloway, Donald Holloway, Bill Bradley. We want to pray for all unsaved family members. Mika Ray, the pastor in Camden, Evangelist Cynthia Edmond, Anitra Blackshirt, India West, Larry Denson, Ava Brown Feliciano, Sister Adele, Mary Anderson, Sandal Anderson, Sister Cheryl Edmond, Jada McBride, Margie Paldo, Charles Morris, Shirley Donaldson, Andrew Marshall, Celeste Hall, as well as the bereaved Gale family, and all bereaved families, and anyone who is requesting prayer. And those are all the announcements that I have at this time, and I just want to sing a portion of this song. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet sound in your ears. I love you, Lord. And I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul, rejoice, take joy, my King, in what you hear, and let it be a sweet sound in your ears. We exalt thee, oh Lord, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, oh Lord. I love you, Lord, and I lift my voice to worship you, oh my soul. Rejoice, take joy, my King, in everything that you hear. Let it be a sweet sound in your ears. We exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, oh Lord. We exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, oh Lord. We exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, oh Lord, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, we exalt thee, oh Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. At this time, we're going to turn this broadcast into the hands of Evangelist Sheila Hameen, that she may have words of encouragement and introduce our speakers. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for prayer. Thank God for the word of God that was read. Also for that beautiful selection. I just thank God for being back on the Gospel Truth broadcast tonight. It is a blessing indeed to be here in the name of the Lord. I do honor the Lord, and to whom honor is due, I thank God because my soul is blessed. I'm encouraged just thinking on the word of God, thinking on the goodness of God and all that God has done. Praise be to God. God is our refuge and strength, a very present help in trouble. And that's
Amen.
The scripture that was read saying, Lord, hear thee in the day of trouble. The name
right.
of the God of Jacob defend thee. The name of God is so good that at his name, hallelujah, devils will flee. All
Amen.
Is to walk in the name of the Lord. As David said, I will go in the strength of the Lord. And we just have to learn to reverence the name of God, for his name truly is great. And the Lord does save his anointed. No matter how much trouble the anointed gets into, because the devil is always looking to destroy God's anointed.
Amen.
He doesn't want God's people to do anything for God. And so he's always setting traps. He's always trying to turn the heart and the minds of the people of God away from the Lord. But when we need him, if we can just remember to call upon his great name, hallelujah, he will come with salvation. He'll come with strength. He'll come with power. Whatever we need him for, he will show up bringing everything that we need. Hallelujah. Now, I tell you,
Lord.
God will come with deliverance. He will deliver his anointed. Amen. Mm-hmm. Praise God. I just thank the Lord, and I just want to encourage everyone who's listening to get ready to hear the word of God. The Lord speaks to us through his word. And we have to learn to take God at his word. And let us prepare our hearts now and our minds to hear from the Lord. And at this time, without further ado, we're going to present to you the speaker in the person of Evangelist Maybelle Edmonds, that she may come forth and bring the word of God. And as she comes, let us pray for her and with her that God will speak unto us. We ask it in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. God bless. Evangelist May.
Praise the Lord. We thank you for tuning in once again to the Gospel Truth broadcast for this opportunity. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you for another day. We thank you for another chance to project the word of God through this broadcast. We pray that you will send your words and your anointing, encourage some souls, strengthen, help somebody to be able to stand and to hold fast to sound words. This prayer we pray in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for the song that was sang and how God is excellent, and we extol the name of the Lord. And I thank the Lord for the reading of the opening scripture and for the opening prayer. We pray that the Lord will bless us and have his way on tonight. We're going directly to the word of God. Hopefully, we won't be before you that long. And we're going to project the word of God as he leads. We're going to go to the word of God in the book of and verse 13 and verse 14. And also, we want to go to 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter and verse 15. We have a lot of other scriptures, but we'll get to them later. We're going to start off with 1 Timothy, verse 13 and 14. Hold fast the form of sound words which of me in faith and love, which is in Christ Jesus. That good thing which was committed unto thee, keep by the Holy Ghost which dwelleth in us. Thank the Lord for the reading of 2 Timothy, the first chapter, verse 13 and 14. And we're going to go over to Thessalonians, 2 Thessalonians, the second chapter and verse 15. And it reads, "For brethren, stand fast and hold the traditions which ye have been taught, whether by word or epistle." Also from 1 Timothy, the 6th chapter, and verse 3, "If any man teach otherwise and consent not to wholesome words, even the words of our Lord Jesus Christ, and to the doctrine which is according to godliness, he is proud, knowing nothing, but doting about questions and strifes of words, whereof cometh envy, strife, railings, evil surmisings, perverse disputings of men of corrupt minds, and destitute of the truth, supposing that gain is godliness. From such withdraw thyself. But godliness with contentment is great, is great gain." Praise the Lord. My thought tonight, my title is Hold Fast. And my theme, holding fast when being tried. Holding fast when being tried. We all are being tried. Even our brethren in the world, they're being tried too. But the people of God and the true born-again believers in Christ, surely we are being tried. Satan is trying to make us take it back. But our faith looks up to the Lord because we know that God is able to take us through. Doesn't matter what we may be going through, if we could just hold fast words and believe God and put our faith to work, the Lord will help us to get through our tests. He will help us to stand our trials. He will help us to overcome any situation that is going on in our lives. The Bible says in Titus 1 and 9, holding fast the faithful word as he had been taught, that he may be able by sound doctrine both to exhort and to convince the gainsayers, those that don't believe, those that think we're just going overboard. It doesn't take all of that. And you don't need to do this. You don't need to pray like that. That, and it's going to take more. It's going to take some all-night praying sometimes. Right. It's going to take some shut-in sometimes. It's going to take fasting. And it's going to take that faith to help us to get through our tests and through our trials. I know we are living in the last days, and a lot of people are changing up. Some of the saints of God are changing up. Hallelujah. They're not fasting as they used to fast. They're not shutting in like they used to shut in. Hallelujah. They're not even praying the way they used to pray and wait on God. We can hardly get a tarry service going on. Hallelujah. I tell you, we're living in trying times, and the devil is trying to turn us around and make us throw in the towel and give up this race. But this race is precious. It's too precious to give up. is given unto us. The Holy Ghost is a precious ghost. Hallelujah. The Lord, he will help us to get through our test and through our trial, whatever it is that we have to be subjected to. God is able. He's able to take us through. The word of God says, now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and present you faultless before his presence. Glory to God, he's able to take us through no matter what Satan says, no matter what he does. But we got to learn to watch and to pray. In 1 Corinthians 16 and 13, the Bible says, watch ye, stand fast in the faith. Quit you like men. Be strong. We got to be strong in the grace of our Lord. We got to take courage and be strong. We have to watch, pray. And while we're watching and praying, we have to stand fast. Keep that faith. Maybe you feel like you only have a little bit of faith, but take that little bit and put it to work. Use that little bit of faith. Hallelujah. And the Lord will help your faith to grow even more. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible says about the mustard seed, which is the smallest seed. If you have a seed, if you have faith as a seed of a mustard seed, hallelujah, you can speak to the mountain, and the mountain will be removed out of his place. But we got to learn that when we are being tested and when we are being tried, that we have to hold on and keep that faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. He will help us. He will take us through. And when you hold fast, it is the manner of holding or grasping firmly, cured. Hallelujah. If you hold to that faith, God will secure you in the word of God.
Yes.
The Bible said it's a command. Glory to God. The dictionary says, hold fast is a command to persist in sound words of healthy teachings. Healthy teachings. Something that's going to help us to grow in the grace of our Lord in Jesus Christ.
Yes.
We have to learn, hallelujah, how to take this, grasp it firmly, and be secure. Glory to God. Don't let Satan shake your faith. Don't let it cause you to doubt God and begin to be as a wave of the sea. He'll cause you to get a little shaky if you allow him to. But get a grip on God's word and hold it fast. The psalmist said in the 119th number of Psalm, thy word have I hid in mine heart that I might not sin against thee. Glory to God. We got to hide the word of God in our hearts that we might not sin against the Lord our God. We have to stand in the midst of trouble, stand in the midst of opposition, stand in the midst of adversity. Satan will bring all kinds of things in your life to stop you from serving the Lord. He wants you to let go, but you get a grip and grasp to the word of God and hold fast to sound words. Hold fast to that form, that very shape, that very stuff we have been taught in the word of God. Glory to God. Lord, he's able to help us. He's able to help us to hold that fast, which we have. The Bible's telling us in Hebrews, the 10th chapter and the 23rd verse, let us hold fast, talking to the people of God, the saints of God. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith without wavering, for he is faithful. That promise, God promised us he could take us through, and we got to hold fast to that promise. We have to hold fast to our profession, this job that the Lord has given us. He has given some different gifts, but we have to hold on to that gift that he's given us. Hold on to that job that he has given unto us. Hold on. Hold on to what God has told us to do. Hallelujah. Amen. If he told you to preach, hold fast to it. If he told you to lay hands on the sick, hold fast to it. If he told you to go into the world and preach the gospel, hold fast to that. Glory to God. We got to do what thus said the Lord, even in our adversity, even though we're being tried on every hand. This is the reason why we press our way, because we know that God is faithful. And he will help us to get through it. He'll help us to overcome every situation that rises up to try to distract us from doing his will, holding fast that first faithful word as he has been taught. We have been well taught in the word of God through by sound doctrine. We have been convinced that this is real, that this word of God is powerful and is sharper than any two-edged sword. We are convinced that God is able to take us through. We're convinced that God will help us to overcome any test and trial that come our way. It doesn't get that hard that we can't go through. It's not that bad, hallelujah, that we can't stand. Look at what Jesus went through. He suffered. He was ridiculed. They smote him in the face. Hallelujah. They put the crown of thorns on his head. They put the nails in his hands and feet. But he went through. He withstood it. He gave up the ghost. And he said, Father, it is finished. It is finished. The work that you gave me to do, it is finished. Glory to God. We have to finish our work, finish our course, keep the faith. And there is laid up for us a crown of righteousness, and not only for us, but for everyone that loves his appearing. Glory to God. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
The Bible is saying
in Revelation 2:25, but that which ye have already, hold fast till I come. He's coming back, and we have to hold on to what God has given us, that precious gift, that good thing, hallelujah, that good thing, the word of God, the We don't have much more longer. If we could just hold out just a little while longer, I believe that everything will be all right. We'll be able to be caught up to meet the Lord in the air. The Bible is telling us to keep the ordinance as I delivered them to you. Hallelujah. Paul began to preach to the Corinthians, and he began to tell them to watch you stand fast in the faith and quit you like men strong. And he said, keep the ordinance as I delivered them to you. Paul had a job to do. He delivered the word of God and the ordinances of God to the Corinthians. And he was telling them to keep them. We got to hold to them. Hold fast to the words, to the ordinances that God has given unto us. Thank you, Jesus. The Bible speaks of the tradition. There's a tradition of men, but the Bible lets us know that tradition that I'm talking about is the tradition that the apostles began to hand down to the people. Hallelujah. To stay in the word of God, to hold fast to sound doctrine. We don't worry about all these things, these teachings that are going on now. People are saying, you don't have to do this. You don't have to do that no more. But yes, we have to continue in the sound doctrine, which we heard from the beginning, the word of God. We have to stand on that because God's word is going to stand forever. Everything is going down, but the word of God, hallelujah, the word of God is going to stand. It's going to stand. Amen. We have to stand on God's word. We have to keep the word of God hidden in our hearts that we might not sin against God. The Bible tells us in Hebrews 10:23, let us hold fast that profession. He is faithful, that promise. God, I said, God, he's faithful, and he will keep his promise, and he's able to keep us from falling. He will take us through. He won't let us fall by the wayside, but he'll take us through. Hallelujah. He said, if we are in his hand, no man can pluck us out. If we are in his hand, he's holding us. Hallelujah. God is holding us in his hand. And then Jesus said in his word, he said, we are in his hand also. Glory to God. I just thank God for his word tonight. Yeah, we can depend on Jesus. We can depend on the word of God. We can depend on what God told us to do. We can depend. We can depend on our God. He never fails, and he will never let us down. He won't fail. His word is true, and his word will take us through whatever we need to go through. Glory to God, in these last and evil days, we got to hold fast to what we have been taught by the apostles and through the word of God. Sound doctrine. Amen. Words that matter, not these old teachings that the world has, fables and lies. God's word is going to stand.
Amen.
Glory to God. I just thank God for his word on tonight. Don't have very much more to give you tonight, but that's what the Lord has given to me. Hold fast and hold fast when being tried. We got to be tried as gold is tried by the fire. So must our faith try. And if you don't have faith, you won't be able to make this journey, because that's one of the requisites that we need to get through this journey.
Yes. Amen.
Pray, prove all things, hold fast that which is good. And you'll find that in 1 Thessalonians 5 and 21. Thank the Lord. I just thank God for his word on tonight. Don't have much more. That's about it. But we're going to go into a word of prayer. There may be somebody that needs strength to hold on tonight. Maybe you're being tried, and the devil's trying to get you to throw in the towel. He's trying to get you to give up. You can trust in God. Take that little bit of faith that you have and hold on. Hold on. I don't care what Satan said. You can make this journey with the help of the Lord, and the Lord is on our side. He will take us through. I don't care what it is. Glory to God. You may say, well, you don't know like I know. You don't know what I'm going through. No, maybe I don't know what you're going through, but I can say that we all are going through something, but we are going through. Glory to God. At this time, there may be somebody who needs strength tonight. God's got strength. He's got faith for you. If you just believe him tonight, and if there's anybody out there that want to be saved, you want to be healed, you want to be delivered, God can do that too. As we go into a word of prayer, Heavenly Father, we come before you. We thank you for your word tonight. We thank you for courage. We thank you for strength tonight. We thank you for what you're doing, Lord. We pray that you look upon us, O Lord, and every soul and every listener. We want you to touch them right now, Lord. Give them strength. Help them to be saved. Increase their faith. Help them to hold fast and to go through their tests and their trials. Help them to endure, Lord. In the name of Jesus, you said he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. You said the battle is not given to the strong, neither to those that run the fastest. But, Lord, we know you're able. You're able, Jesus, to take us through, Lord. Help us to hold fast to your word and sound doctrine. Help us, Lord, not to turn to fables and other teachings that is not of your word. Help us, Lord. We want to be able to stand. We want to go through. We want to make this journey, Lord. We know you're able, Lord. Increase our faith where we are lacking in faith. Help us, Jesus, to trust you even more and take you at your word. Cast out all doubt. Cast out all fear. In the name of Jesus, help us to do your will. Speak your word and go where you send us. Help us, O Lord, not to take down nor draw back, but help us tonight, Lord, to preach thy word, to be strong in the grace of the Lord. Where we're weak, we know you can make us strong. In the name of Jesus, we pray that you go with us, stand by us, lead, guide, and direct our path. We pray that you will save, that you will heal and deliver souls. Help somebody to give their life to you. Help somebody, Lord, to say, I'm healed in the
name of Jesus. Jesus, Lord, we want you to go into the hospital. Look on Stephen Allen. Touch him right now, Lord. Heal his body. Heal Jesus. Remove the fluid from his body. Save him, Jesus. Give him another chance. That
give
he
him
might
another
keep your faith and call upon your name. Help him, Jesus, to
help
turn
him, Jesus.
From his way. Have mercy on him, Lord. Have mercy, Jesus. You're a merciful God, Lord. Look on him with a pitiful eye. Touch right now, Lord. Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Look on your people, Lord. Look on every minister. Help them to preach your gospel.
Help, Lord.
Help them, Lord. In the name
help
of
them,
Jesus. We know you're able, Lord. We know you got the power. You are a deliverer. You are a savior, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Help, Lord. Help, Jesus. Jesus. Help us, Jesus. We're seeking to please you and to do your will. Not our will. Let our will perish. Help us, Jesus. Oh, my God. Help us to drive and to go forward in you. Not
help
looking
us.
Back. Hallelujah. Not doubting or wavering. But
yes,
help
yes,
us,
Lord.
Jesus. Help yes, us, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Look on your people everywhere. Every minister. Every evangelist. Oh, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Look on your prophets. Help them, Lord Jesus. Help them to endure. Help them to stand, Lord. Help them to do your will and speak your word. Look on the pastors, the shepherds. Have mercy, Lord. Touch right now, Lord. Move, Lord. Move by your spirit. Bind every evil spirit. Cast out Satan. Stop the mouths of lions. Rebuke Satan and his works. Rebuke him, Lord, in the name of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. The blood. Ah, yes, Lord. The blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. In the name of Jesus. Have your way, Lord. Your will, Lord. Jesus. Jesus. Help us, Lord. To preach your word, to say what you want us to say. Help us not, Lord, but help us, oh Lord. Put your words in our mouths. Make us bold soldiers that we speak your word. Even,
yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh, yes, Lord. Oh, yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord Jesus. Help us,
Lord
Jesus. Help us, Lord. Help us, oh Lord. In the name of Jesus, we know you're able. We know you got the power. You said, behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and over scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. In the name of Jesus, help us to take you at your word. Help us to move our faith. Help us to stretch out on your word. Help us, Jesus. We need help. We need help, Lord. In the heart of Jesus. Glory, glory, glory. In the name of Jesus, we need your help, Lord. Help us, Jesus. In the name of Jesus, 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 come to our rescue. In the name of Jesus, you know what we're going through. You know all about it, Lord. In the name of Jesus, Jesus, bring your people together. Help us to be in unity. Help us to be one. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. 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 Jesus.
That's the main time that we ought to focus on holding fast to what we have.
Thank you, Jesus.
And see that no man take our crown. Oh, I thank God for that beautiful message. It was truly anointed and sent by God.
Amen.
And I hope that you are encouraged after hearing this powerful message and also the prayer. The Lord touched in the prayer.
Yes. Thank
oh,
you,
thank
Jesus.
You, Lord. He sent his anointing. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. And I tell you, God, I can feel his presence right now.
Yes,
God has
you.
Blessed this broadcast in such a great way.
Yes, he has.
My soul is being blessed. Others are being blessed. The good things that God is doing, the miracles that God is working, is coming through this ministry. And I thank the Lord for it. I'm encouraged by it. And I want to encourage Evangelist May to continue to preach the word of God. She's already mm-hmm. preached. And
yes.
sometimes, I don't know about anyone else, but the word stirs me so that it makes me feel like preaching. Praise God. But we got to keep the faith. We got to keep looking to the Lord. We cannot let go. We cannot stop. But we must hold fast. Try it. It's okay for some people to hold fast while things are going all right and while things are just calm. But when the trouble comes, when the trials and the tribulations arise, are you able to continue holding fast?
All right.
God makes it possible. He makes the way. In the hour of temptation, he's going to be there for us. And we don't have to yield. Neither do we have to give up or let go. But take the word of God in and live by it. God bless you.
Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Evangelist Cynthia, if you'd like to have remarks, praise the Lord. We thank God. Thank God for the remarks coming through, Evangelist. I mean, the encouraging remarks. And again, I really enjoy the word of God. And one thing I heard her, Evangelist May, talk about was how, you know, there was a time when we may have been more prone to fasting and praying, and now, you know, we're not doing it as we once did. And, you know, how this helps us to hold fast when we're going through our tests and when we're being tried. And she encouraged us not let the enemy shake our faith, but we ought to get a real good grip on that wholesome word so that we can stand. I tell you, I really enjoy the word of God coming through Evangelist Mego, and I enjoy that prayer as well, and the anointing, because that's what destroys the yoke. And just want to encourage Evangelist Mego to keep on preaching the word of God. Thank all of you for tuning in. And again, if you want to hear this message, you can just go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Grace Radio 5. And those are the announcements that I have at this time. I'm going to turn the rest of the broadcast back over to the hands of Evangelist Mabel Edmond. God bless you.
So, Lord, I thank the Lord for the prayer, for the word of God. My soul is encouraged through God's word and prayer, and I have a mind to continue in prayer. Matter of fact, I'm going to pray more. I'm praying that the Lord would bless and make a way for me that I can go and shut in and pray as I so desire. I want to please the Lord, and I want my prayers to be heard. I want the Lord to answer my prayers. So I know sometimes you got to shut yourself away from this world, from your job, from your daily everything, your daily chores and all of that, and pray unto the Lord. What about the children of Israel? They wanted to praise the Lord, and God made a way that they could come out of the land of Egypt and go into the wilderness and praise God, give God some worship and serve the Lord. He made a way for them, and I believe he's going to make a way for me. He knows my desire. He knows the desires of my heart, and I'm looking forward to it, believing him through faith. I don't see it, but I believe it through faith. So all of you that were listening in on tonight. We pray that you're encouraged, that you have strength, and that you will continue to hold fast to sound words, to the word of God. That's what's going to keep you and take you through. Thank the Lord for Evangelist Hameen, Evangelist Khadija, Evangelist Cynthia, and Sister Shura. We pray that you will continue to support this ministry. And I thank God for you. And if Dr. Talbert, if she's on the line, come on over and have remarks or words or if whatever the Lord has laid on her heart. She can come over at this time. You know, thank the Lord. I'm not sure if she's on the line or not, but I know last week, I believe it was, she was on. She said she was on the line, and she heard the message, told her that she could have had remarks. She said she was caught up in the spirit. She didn't have time to give no remarks, so she was caught up in the spirit. So thank the Lord. I was glad to know that she was on because, you know, people, they want to hear the word of God. They don't want to hear all this junk, as was forestated, giving them junk food. But thank the Lord. If she's not on, hopefully next time she can be on. Praise the Lord. So we thank the Lord. If this is all, then it's Hameen, do you have any other remarks or words? Khadija?
Not at this time. Thank you for asking.
Okay. This brings the broadcast to a close. And let us remember to pray for those on the prayer list. And if there's anyone that would like to have a brand new King James Version Bible, you can text me at 856-304-7774, and I'll see that you get what you will. That's all. This brings the broadcast to a close. We should be back here again on Tuesday night at 7 p.m., Lord willing. Good night.